Hello, welcome to another episode of Podcast for Kids. My name is Ryan, and I'm joined by two Pokemon experts. We have Spencer.
Hi.
And Nathan.
Thank you. Who's that
Pokemon? So we're going to talk about some Pokemon today. You guys are big fans of Pokemon. You have two booster packs to open up.
Wow.
I'm going to reveal what you both receive in your booster packs. And then at the end, I'm going to give you some Pokemon trivia. Okay, so what do you guys think is the most powerful Pokemon?
Maybe Arceus?
Arceus V-Star.
No, that's card.
Arceus.
Or Mew.
What type of Pokemon is Arceus?
Normal, but he can shift into any type.
And what type of Pokemon is Mew?
Psychic.
Is Mew the only psychic?
No, there's plenty. There's Mew, Mewtwo, and then like...
There's a bunch of other Pokemon, others in typical. Because psychic is basically like ancient power.
What is your favorite? If you had to pick one, if you were a Pokemon trainer and you could only pick one to have, which Pokemon would you have?
Are you talking about actual possible ones you can catch or just any?
What's the difference?
Well, some you can't catch. Like, some, like Arceus, you're never going to be able to catch him. Mew or Mewtwo or something like that.
Oh, so you can't catch Mewtwo. Oh, well, the ones that you could catch.
Oh,
Do you have an answer?
Pikachu. Because he is like... Pikachu? Like Pika. The most powerful Pika. Starter Pokemon, Pika. If he was even Pika. A starter Pokemon.
What kind of Pokemon is Pikachu?
The mouse Pokemon. He's an electric type. Pikachu! Pikachu has electromagnetic sacs on its cheeks, which allow it to produce. It's electricity, which all of you Poke fans know about.
On his cheeks? Which cheeks?
The red cheeks. Like you know in the animes where Pikachu slaps its face cheeks and it produces electricity? That's it. Making static electricity in the cheeks and then the cheeks bursting out with electricity.
Okay. Did you say what yours was? Okay, so what was your answer, Spencer?
I think I might do Kakuna because it evolved.
Is that like Kakuna Matata?
No. It's like...
Why would you think...
It's like... It's kind of like a cocoon with just eyes, but then it eventually evolves into Weedle and then Beedrill.
So, do both of you guys collect Pokemon cards?
Yes. In fact, can I give you some facts on Pokemon?
Yes. Oh, and by the way, Nathan has the hiccups, so if you hear him hiccuping while he's talking.
So Eevee...
Wait, did you need me to scare you?
No.
Okay.
So, did you know that Eevee can evolve into 8 different types?
Ow! Spencer tried to scare Nathan, and all he did was kick my leg.
Based on their environment and surroundings, or the type of region they live in, they evolve into different forms. You can use a specific range of type stones to force evolve them. That is what Professor Oak calls it.
Okay, so that was our history lesson in Pokemon. But I asked you collect cards, right?
Yeah.
And how many cards would you say you have? Like hundreds, thousands, millions?
I don't know.
Okay, and Spencer, you?
Probably hundreds. Maybe 1,000.
Because you've been collecting since you were little, and then you kind of haven't been collecting. You stopped collecting for a while.
And I started again.
So, do you have a favorite Pokemon card that you own?
I have two favorites. Ancient Mew, which was like a promo for a movie in like 2000, I think. And then The next one is Mega Charizard, the full art version.
Wait, when you said ancient, did you mean the rune?
It's the, yes.
Dude, we found this card at the comic book at Comic-Con. And dude, it is from the very beginning of Pokemon.
Nathan, do you have a favorite Pokemon card that you own?
I don't know.
Is there a Pokemon card that you want to own?
I want to get Arceus!
If you could own any Pokemon card, if like Ash came up to you and said, I have the power to produce any Pokemon card that exists and give it to you, which card would that be?
Pikachu.
Pikachu. Pikachu. Pikachu.
Pikachu EX.
Okay. And
because I love Pikachu.
And
Pikachu.
Okay, and then Spencer, if you could own any card, what would it be?
The Pikachu VMAX Golden.
And then what about movies? Do you guys watch like movies or TV shows? You guys just watched a movie today. What was that movie?
We watched The Arceus Chronicles, and yesterday we watched Mewtwo Strikes Back.
And where can
Evolution!
Where can you find...
Because there was the anime one before.
Where can you find these Pokemon movies?
The ones we watched were on Netflix, but there's more that aren't on Netflix, too.
How was that, the one that you watched yesterday? I saw it looked like kind of a newer one. What was the one you watched yesterday?
Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution.
And it had some really good animation, I noticed. What year? Do you know what year that was from?
2021.
So, what did you think of that movie?
Amazing.
What was amazing about that movie? Was it because it had Mewtwo in it?
No. The battle!
What was the battle?
The battle was between... Like, there had a bunch of different Pokemon, like Ash and Misty and a bunch of other people.
Wait, you said they had Pokemon like Ash?
Wait, no. All right. Like, a bunch of trainers' Pokemons, they had them all, but there was clones of them, and all those clones are fighting the actual one. So it was, like, the same person fighting, or, like, the same Pokemon fighting the same exact Pokemon.
Should I say copy?
The clones. They're clones. And then...
But Mewtwo likes to call them copies.
They're clones. They call them clones. And also Mew was fighting Mewtwo.
What, didn't Mewtwo make those clones?
Yes.
And the part I liked the best one was when Pikachu was fighting Pikachu and they were just they were slapping each other in the face.
The best part was when the two Psyducks were attacking each other because one would slap them across the face and they'd both scream, putting their like wings on their head, and then the other one will slap them, and they do the same thing over and over and over.
What does Psyduck say when he screams?
Psyduck.
How come Pokemon, when they speak, they can only say their name? Do you know?
I heard Professor Oak is just trying to figure that out right now.
Who?
Professor Oak.
Who's that?
He's the first professor we see in the anime.
He's the literal first professor that's ever in the Pokemon universe.
Like the TV show, the old TV show?
The TV show, yes.
And the video games.
And the cards.
So let's move on to the pack opening. Where are the packs?
I don't know where
you... Oh, Nathan's going to open his first, and he's going to say what he gets, what each card is.
He's opening a Sword and Shield Chilling Rain.
Okay, Nathan is opening the pack. The booster pack contains 10 Pokemon cards. Ooh. Hopefully you get... before we go through this, what kind of cards do you hope you get?
V-Stars.
What about you?
Like V or GX or VMAX. because probably like full art.
Okay, so Nathan, go ahead and read what you get. Your first card.
Galarian and Yam Mask. Did you know that Yam, if you touch Galarian Yam Mask, you could, Galarian Yam Mask is much more violent than the regular Yam Mask.
Wait, are you reading the card? Oh, you don't have to read all the cards. Just say which card you get.
Ooh, coughing. Did you know that coughing?
No. Okay, next card.
Shuppet. Ooh, single strike. Swove it. Another Shuppet.
Wait, you got two of the same card?
Double trouble!
He got two of the same card, and neither of them are different. Like, none of them is hollow. Just like normal.
Basically. What do you mean hollow?
Hollow is where in a Pokemon card where there's the picture, it's shiny. And then there's also a thing called reverse hollow where the picture isn't shiny, but everything else is shiny.
Okay. What's the next card?
Cybolt.
That's a trainer?
Yeah. Single strike Urshifu. Urshifu. Ooh. Got a grass energy.
Now, this is an energy card. Do these come in every pack?
I'm pretty sure.
That's a waste of a card.
Well, they are good.
You end up with like 500 of the same energy cards.
I have so many of them.
Path to the Peak.
Another trainer. Okay, what's your next card?
Hatterim. Psychic type if you don't know.
And your last card?
Leeron, and oh my gosh, it's stained.
Where?
Stained?
No, it's not. That's how...
What happened?
That's how it
is. It's just...
Oh, wait, no, that is.
Wait, what do you mean? Where's it stained? Right. Let me take a look. Ooh, it's an error card. There's a black blotch on Leeron's head. Okay, that was your pack. What do you think about your pack? Good, bad, just okay?
Yeah, I think they're a great team, which will lead me to victory on my way to becoming a true Pokemon Master!
Okay, Spencer, open your pack.
I'm going to be opening a Sword and Shield Fusion Strike pack. All right, let's see what I get. Ooh, all right. Okay. I got a Mudkip.
Very nice.
Caterpie.
Also very nice.
More Piku.
I thought that was Pikachu.
No.
It's a Pikachu clone.
Eevee. Shellder. Rapid Strike.
Oh!
Latias.
You got it's a legendary.
It's a legendary Pokemon. Oh! Cinderance VMAX. It's a full art Cinderance VMAX.
Oh my gosh, that's like a Gigantamax.
Okay, we're going to have to look that one up.
And VMAXs are different than any other because they're larger variations of the Pokemon. So this is a very good pack. And then I got a Fire Energy, Sydney Trainer, Battle VIP Pass Trainer, and Graveler, which I do love Graveler.
Okay, so what do you think about that pack?
That was, like, amazing pack. I think that might be one of the best packs I've ever opened. In the past, I think I've gotten very few actual good cards in packs, like EXs and Megas. I think I got a Mega Primal Groudon from a pack at Walt Disney World.
Okay, now it's time for Pokemon Trivia! I'm going to ask each of you three questions, and whoever gets the most questions correct wins. First question for Nathan is, what species is Pikachu?
The mouse Pokemon.
That's correct.
In the beginning of the video.
Is it? Oh, okay. Spencer, your next question. Who was Ash's starter Pokemon?
Pikachu.
That's correct.
Even though Pikachu isn't actually a starter Pokemon since all the Pokemon ran out.
What, Nathan, what does Charmander evolve into?
Charizard.
Charmeleon.
That's correct. Okay. Nathan has 2 points. Spencer has one. Spencer, which Pokemon has a burning tail?
Charmander.
That's correct.
And Charizard.
Okay, so that's just tied 2-2. Nathan, if you get this next one right and Spencer gets the next one wrong, you win. Squirtle is what type of Pokemon?
A water.
That's correct.
It literally has water in its name, like, dude.
Squirt. Spencer? Squirtle evolves into who?
War turtle?
War turtle is correct. It's tied 3-3. Okay, it's going to get harder. Okay, Nathan. Acid Armor is a move from which type of Pokemon?
Poison, duh.
That's correct. Okay, ooh, Spencer, this is hard. Who is the only Pokemon able to speak?
Meow.
That's correct. 4-4.
Our Pokemon theory. Yeah,
he doesn't stop talking.
And he has like a New York accent too, doesn't he?
And I'm walking here! I'm walking here!
Okay, Nathan, Mankey is what type of Pokemon?
I haven't researched Mank.
Well, you want to just take a guess? Do you know all the different types of Pokemon?
Wait. Fight.
Is that your guess? That's correct.
Oh my god!
All right. Okay, Spencer. Pokemon is short for what? Like the name Pokemon came from what? What's the name?
Poop.
Poop is not the answer. Nathan, do you know what Pokemon is short for? Like when they're coming up with Pokemon. Pokemon is short.
Capsule monsters.
No. The answer is pocket monster. Pokemon. Well, congratulations, Nathan. You're the winner. What do you have to say to the audience?
Thank you. And please subscribe.
All right. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out Spencer's most recent YouTube video where he opens up a booster pack. What was the booster pack?
It was like a one that we got early.
Yeah, sneak peek booster pack. So check that out, Podcast for Kids on YouTube.
And it's totally not fake.
And Nathan, did you have anything you wanted to plug? All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
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 It's Pikachu!